Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. It is Tuesday, March 19th, and we are live on Rumble, live on Twitter, live on Spreely TV, that's Roku and Apple TV, and of course, partnering up with our amazing 50,000 watt blowtorch AM radio station, News Radio WHAM 1180. Also available, as you all know, on demand, anytime, at your leisure, on every podcast platform in the world, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it, we are there and we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern time every day. It's the Shannon Joy Show. So good to be with all of you. We have an amazing lineup on the live chat today. Some of the best, smartest, most amazing chatters on Rumble. We have Zen Woman joining us today in the live chat. Merle is with us. Hey, mom, how you doing? Love it when you join the live chat. Yes, my mother's on the chat, so be nice today, everyone. CJP Rumble is with us. Dino Fun, of course, is with it today. And Many Jays is with us, brand new live chatter. It's great to be with all of you, and please help us out with the algorithms. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. We love it when you chat on the live chat or comment in the comment section at Rumble. Helps us with those algorithms. And also on Twitter as well. If you're watching live on Twitter, we've had some great numbers on Twitter. So exciting. Upwards of 600, 700, as many as 1,500 live viewers on Twitter, which is really super exciting. I can't believe it. So thank you to Studio 8424, who is with us as well, and broadcasting the Shannon Joy Show every day from the great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. Amazing, amazing. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say to everyone. MAGA is angry. Angry about their candidate, angry about the left, angry about the polls, angry about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the polls. We have some shock polls for you. A little bit later in the program today, we're going to look at a couple clips from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as he begins to move into and challenge the uniparty, two-party system in this 2024 election. The polls will stun you. And anyone who tells you that it's completely impossible for an independent to ever make any type of waves within a presidential election, I don't know. I think maybe we should pause on that for just a minute, given the fact that the American people, in the same way they're rejecting the COVID-19 vaccines, in fact, they're rejecting vaccines altogether as vaccine uptake plummets in the United States of America and across the world. Americans are also making decisions about Target and Disney and electric vehicles and where they want to shop and who they want to vote for. And Americans aren't too happy with the choices that they've been given in this 2024 election. A lot of that has to do with it's the same old, same old. Same issues, same arguments, same candidates, same parties. And a lot of people in the United States of America just don't want more of the same. We're going to talk about this a little bit today for some reason. Okay, let's see if we have you guys on the – okay, good, good. Everything look okay? All right. Is the sound okay? Is my mic on? Data 12 is with us. Monty 55 is with us. Love it all the way from Florida. CJP Rumble, laugh out loud. We see you. I have to check on this. You guys know I'm self-producing, not tech savvy at all, doing this all on my lonesome here in the Joy virtual studio, and just got to make sure that the camera's on, the lights are on, the mic is working. Okay, we're good. Joanne G21 is watching and on the live chat from Australia. Same story in Australia. I would say, Joanne G21, in the same way they locked us down, used the color-coded lockdown analogies, all the same graphs, all the same data, all the same talking points, even the same nurses dance that was broadcast from hospitals across the world. It was all the same. And so I wouldn't be surprised if in Australia you had two fake political parties pretending to go up against each other in every election cycle, argue about the same things and never do anything different. Wouldn't surprise me if that was happening in the United Kingdom and in Germany and in France and you name it, because it does seem as if, and many are getting the inkling, that something is awry here, that it's not all as it seems, that maybe this is a little more razzle-dazzle and theater than it is real politics, real choices, real solutions, and real agendas. And this is why the American people, I think, are very open to a Robert F. Kennedy presidency, or even Robert F. Kennedy as a candidate. And I know that's going to make people mad, and I know it really makes MAGA people mad because they believe, they are saying that the left-wing news media and Democrats are propping up RFK Jr. because they know that he will siphon votes away from President Trump and become a spoiler. Well, that's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault that an outside candidate, independent, it's not anyone's fault, that an outside independent candidate who's willing to talk about vaccines and vaccine injury, who's willing to talk about lockdowns and the disastrous results of the lockdowns, it's not our fault that he's infringing upon your candidate and siphoning votes. It's not our fault that Donald Trump won't talk about lockdowns. Not our fault that he won't talk about vaccines. It's not our fault that he's doubling and tripling down on it, right? So don't blame the messenger, okay? And don't be angry. I mean, you can be as angry as you want, but you chose him, okay? Donald Trump was shoved at us on a silver platter from Connie Inc and Bizarro Con. This is the guy that you wanted. The best businessman in the history of the world. It's inevitable, okay? There's going to be a bloodbath in November because the red wave is coming. I remember they told us that in 2022. Never happened, but I digress. And interestingly enough, it's bloodbath that is dominating the 24-hour news cycle as Con Inc. obsesses over their golden calf. And so everyone has their panties in a bunch in conservative media about how unfair the left is. Trump mentions a political bloodbath in a speech. The left obviously twists it and implies that he means something violent, which sets everyone on the left on fire. The right gets mad. They post the tweets out. They obsess over this incessantly. This becomes the exclusive 24-hour news cycle agenda on all of the right. They're talking about nothing but Trump, because remember, this is a political idol, all right? MAGA, Trump, it's the golden calf. Everything, every bit of oxygen needs to be focused on how unfair the left is, how unfair the media is, how fake the polls are, unless the polls are beneficial to MAGA and Trump, and then we love the polls. But we don't like the polls about RFK Jr., right? Because that's not good. So we're going to obsess over the polls when we like them. We're going to ignore them when we hate them. It just doesn't make any sense. Even Elon got in on the game, posting the real video here. You know, Elon's very serious. He's the arbiter of truth on Twitter these days. No, I'm thankful for Twitter. There's a lot of free speech happening on Twitter. It's not perfect, but it's happening. But even Elon comes in and says, you know, this got taken out of context. Here's the real video. Trump didn't really mean that he wants a physical violent bloodbath to happen post November 2024 during the election. Okay, like we all understand that. But here we are once again, ignoring everything that's important. And we'll talk about that in a second, because there's a lot going on. We're going to have Daniel Horowitz on tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show of The Blaze. Tracy Beans will be with us exclusively on Thursday from Uncovered DC to talk about the most important issues of the day. We are losing the American dream. It's being shredded in front of our eyes. Great piece from Jordan Schachtel that I'm going to feature later in the program today on his Substack about how here in the United States of America, we truly are the last bastion. It's the only Western democracy in the world that resisted the lockdowns in any serious capacity, resisted the forced vaccines and the mandated vaccines to the tune of 25%. That is unprecedented. There's still a battle here in the United States of America, and we can still win this. Very inspiring piece from Jordan Schachtel on the anniversary week of the worst totalitarian, dystopian, fascistic lockdowns and suppression of humanity we have ever seen. And tragically, again, not my fault, not the fault of people who are fighting for freedom and liberty and basic rights and the right to not get force injected against your will. Not our fault that this happened in the fourth year of the Trump presidency. The CARES Act ushered in and signed by a Republican president, Operation Warp Speed, put in place $8 billion dumped into the pockets of the pharmaceutical corporations. Okay, none of this is our fault. It is the fault of the Republican Party and the consultants and the members of that party, and also the de facto leader of the Republican Party. By the way, his daughter runs the RNC. They have trifecta power. They control everything, messaging, money, endorsements, you name it, right? It's not our fault they won't address the things that American people want to see addressed. And it's not our fault that in the same vein of Trump in 2015 and 16, remember, he promised to drain the swamp. But what is the swamp? It's the deep state. It's the shadow government. It's the intelligence agencies, the CIA and the FBI. And he had 4 years to do it and trifecta power in his first 2 years. That means the presidency, the House, and the Senate to drain the swamp was unable to do it. And we see the swamp in full force today, saw it in full force during COVID-19 lockdowns. It's not our fault that RFK Jr. is more effectively talking about what he'll do to dismantle the deep state and the intelligence agencies and the CIA in the interviews that he's doing now. This is why he's penetrating the imagination of the American people, because RFK Jr., whether you like him or not, is addressing the things that Americans want to be addressed. He's in a truth space, more of a truth space than Biden or Trump. Okay? So all of these things, Con Inc., Bizarro Con, obsessing over the same issues, the same battles, the same tiff between the left-wing media, the right-wing media. They're so unfair to Trump. They always lie. Well, we know that. All right. There's nothing new under the sun here. The other Con Inc. cycle, again, not talking about Missouri v. Biden, what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court, on the steps of the Supreme Court. Incredibly important hearing, oral arguments presented. We're going to talk about that in depth with Tracy Beans on Thursday this week, but we'll get to a little bit of it today. Of course, Con Inc. and Bizarro Con and conservative media isn't talking about that, which is the most important news story in America. They're not talking about the testimony from Dr. Peter McCullough, now asserting 500,000 plus deaths post COVID-19 jab, ushering in a disastrous health crisis, a real health crisis in the U.S. that we all see within our own communities and families. Won't address that. They will, however, you know, scream about the fact that apparently the billionaire is broke. And this was from Trump's lawyers, okay? So we know he has the 91 indictments. I can't even keep track of all of them. But that's also what Con Inc. is doing. So incessantly reporting on a variety of different lawsuits and jurisdictions and attorney generals and watching the videos, and all of it just doesn't matter to regular people. But at this point, Trump's lawyers, this is a quote, Trump has been unable to find an insurance company to underwrite his bond to cover the $454 million judgment in the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case. His lawyer said today, the amount of the judgment with interest exceeds $464 million, and very few bonding companies will consider a bond of anything approaching that magnitude, Trump's lawyers wrote. Well, is that the deep state? Is it another attack on Trump? I don't know. Mark Levin is freaking out about it. Like Mark Levin, the constitutional lawyer who forgot about the Constitution apparently over the past 4 years, forgot about the Constitution when government agencies were force injecting their own people in their own bureaucracies and departments, coercing the American people, surveilling the American people, and censoring free speech. Mark Levin has nothing to say about what happened in the Supreme Court yesterday with Aaron Cariotti, Jay Bhattacharya, and Dr. Martin Kulldorff. The most egregious suppression of free speech we have ever witnessed in this country, an unbelievable amount of source documentation on that. It is an open and closed slam dunk case, or it should be, unless the Supreme Court is compromised, which it might be, given how oral arguments went yesterday, but we'll get into that a little bit later. It was not good. What happened outside the Supreme Court on the steps of the Supreme Court was amazing. It was powerful. But unfortunately, it looks like there was some more shenaniganizing within oral arguments, and we'll get into that a little bit. But no. The constitutional lawyer, right, Mark Levin, nothing to say about that. No, he is busy tweeting, why are there no Republican multi-billionaires offering to lend President Trump the funds to file his appeal in this outrageous case against New York State? Are none of them liquid enough to help or join with others to help? This is an outrage. Can't you see Mark Levin's head exploding right now, like screaming at the mic? I'm aware. I don't know about all of you. I'm aware of one multi-billionaire. I don't know. There is a multi-billionaire out there who has hundreds of billions of dollars, according to him and his family and taxes that they file, right? I mean, his name's Donald Trump. He's supposedly really, really, really wealthy. All right. So I don't know. Is it beyond the scope to expect maybe that Trump himself can fund his bond if he has all of this money? This idea that we are now going to ask struggling Americans who cannot afford a home, right? The dream of purchasing a home in the United States of America is completely shattered with housing prices and inflation. The American dream of pursuing livelihood, the economy is in absolute tatters, right? And to believe that we should now go to the American people and you know, Levin is saying some multi-billionaire somewhere should just give him all the money. Why doesn't he use his own money? Is there any individual investment in his own freedom, his own legacy, his own family, so that maybe he pays his lawyers, maybe he pays good lawyers instead of wannabe reality TV star lawyers who look really great in three-piece power suits? I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's taking this seriously. I can't make Trump take his own case seriously. You can't make him take his own case seriously. And neither can Mark Levin. But this is what passes for conservative media. And this is why we can't have nice things. This is why the border is on fire. Daniel Horowitz was on fire yesterday. I mean, meanwhile, amidst all of this, as Con Inc. and Bizarro Con focus exclusively on the bottom of the barrel stories, okay? Meaningless stories that won't ever mean anything to you will never result in a solution. And I'm dead serious. Where are the policy statements? Where are the serious policy statements coming from MAGA and the Trump campaign? Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to dismantle the deep state? What are you going to do to address the debt, the deficit, the inflation, the corruption, the regulatory capture of all of our agencies? What are you going to do about the FBI and the CIA, right? Trump never never did anything to dismantle them. RFK is actually making a lot of sense in some of the things that he's talking about. We have clips of that a little bit later in the program. I'm dead serious. The American people are very concerned about our future and the future of our children, and everything seems like it's falling apart. The border is on fire. Haitian cannibals are descending into the United States of America, and you have a piece from the Nature magazine. There's even a story. Where is it? Do I have it here? I have it here somewhere. Oh, this is from the New Scientist. So we're having all these discussions about Haitian cannibals because we have a wide open border, because also there's no border wall. They never built the wall and Mexico never paid for it. And by the way, Hillary is not locked up, okay? So all of the things. But New Scientist comes out and they're you now have, you know, the whitewashing. Our human ancestors, this is the headline, often ate each other and for surprising reasons. So now I guess we all love cannibals. We want to rehabilitate cannibalism in the United States of America because everything is going crazy. The border is completely open. Haitian cannibals are descending. Venezuela is now becoming the travel agency for Iranian terror cells, sworn enemies of America. We have drug cartels, sex traffickers, gangbangers pouring in over the border. We had Michael Yon on just a week and a half ago with the reality of what is happening. Literally, Venezuela is like the port. They are just funneling people up. Daniel Horowitz talked about it yesterday on his program. Crime is spilling out everywhere. Horrific attack in the New York City subway. We have a young college co-ed completely, horrifically murdered by an illegal alien. This is the perfect opportunity for Republicans, the Republican Party, the de facto leader of the Republican Party, to now use the budget bill, which no one's talking about. This is the other thing, right? We are in the midst of what supposedly is a budget negotiation in which Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is being fully funded. So you have Mike Johnson, the Republican leaders of the Senate, working with Donald Trump, who is the leader of the party. He controls everything, the agenda, the money flow, endorsements. I just mentioned that, everything. And yet no discussion about using the budget battle to defund Biden priorities and initiatives, particularly the wide open border. So this is where you go in with a very clear strategy. And if you want a rock solid strategy, just listen to Daniel Horowitz. He's been on this, on the blaze for weeks. This is the one leverage point. The American people, suburban moms, liberal Democrat moms are ready for this. You want to know why? Because they don't want to get on the subway or the bus if they're in Manhattan and have to worry about being gunned down. They don't want to worry about the crime in their communities. Okay, so this is becoming an issue that the American people as a whole would be very open to. The Republicans could use the horrific news items of the past 2 weeks as leverage to hold Biden and the Democrats accountable and defund DHS, or at least use that to bring them to the negotiating table so that we could get the border closed. But no. We're not even discussing it. We're talking about Trump's legal problems and the bloodbath. And that's it. This is the problem. And so no one on MAGA or within the Rhino Republican Party or even Donald Trump can complain now when an outside candidate comes in like RFK Jr. and acts like more of a Republican and more of a conservative than the Republican conservative himself. I don't know what else to tell you. So I, quite frankly, am glad that RFK Jr. is in this race, because maybe this will be the impetus for the consultants and the Republicans and the conservatives who really want their guy to do well, to move him into a space of truth. That means moving Trump into a space of actually getting things done, actually pushing priorities, and actually addressing the most disastrous thing that has ever happened to the American people in the history of the United States of America, and that was the lockdowns. That was the COVID-19 fascist lockdowns. They are desperate to shove this under the rug. And I said to you last week, I think that they have miscalculated. I think that everyone in the political class has miscalculated where the American people are. And this is why we have an absolutely shocking round of polling showing that RFK Jr. is going to be a contender. And that is good. If RFK Jr. in this race, regardless if he wins or doesn't win, if he in this race pushes the other two candidates into a space of truth, that's a good thing. And I'm not asking any of you to vote for RFK or vote for anyone. I don't care. You guys know that I believe that all of the results, all of the meaningful change is going to come from the bottom up. So it's what you do in your local communities and in your states and in the state houses that really matters. However, it is not a bad thing to have a wrench thrown in this to force the two-party political system to address truths. More speech, more choices, more truth. We should never, ever be against that. And if you think I'm a grifter because I say that, well, then that's your problem. You obviously don't have a real handle on what a grifter is. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not the one asking for billionaires to come and save me in the midst of my president, or using proxies like Mark Levin to shame billionaires. All right, go find a billionaire to fund Donald Trump's legal woes, which, by the way, I don't want to get fully into. But listen, there was a lot there prior to his running for election in 2016 that was just percolating underneath. And I told my audience about it. I'm like, listen, they're not bringing this up now, but let me tell you, they have this guy over a barrel. They got him over a barrel. And I thought that I've thought that since day one. And you guys know that. So that's where we are today. On the program, we're going to look at a couple things. Again, remember, make sure you give us a thumbs up right here on Rumble. Like the program, share it with everyone you know. We're doing great today. We're almost at 500 live viewers on Rumble. I haven't had a chance to look at Twitter yet, but please, if you're watching on Rumble and Twitter, it is always helpful for you guys to push this stuff out. Of course, you're not going to hear this from any other conservative. A lot of people, you know, saying that I'm not a conservative. Well, I don't even know. What the heck does it mean to be a conservative these days? Who am I? I love the Constitution. I love liberty. I am just a middle-class girl with a family trying to get a nut just like all of you. I have a mortgage, car payments, a lot of college to pay for my kids. I mean, there's really not that much that's too complicated about me. And so, yeah, if you want to call me the grifter, okay, fine. But I'm from outside the system. You are not going to get this analysis anywhere else. The reason you get analysis like this is because I'm completely independent. And I cobble this all together myself. It is somewhat lonely work at times, but I have all of you guys. And, you know, there are always so many outside influences involved. And I'm telling you what I really think. That is a very, very rare commodity these days. And I have been saying to marketers, particularly because I was a marketer for 14 years before I started my radio show. I was in advertising, marketing, radio, television, and billboards. So I did copywriting. I built plans and sponsorships and campaigns, you name it. And I have been speaking with marketers for the past few years, especially since COVID-19. And I think the real commodity, what is going to cut through like a hot knife through butter, is going to be truth and being genuine, being real. People are getting better at seeing through the fake. Consumers are getting better at seeing through the jargon and the razzle dazzle and the fake campaigns. So the American consumer is changing. And that is because we were traumatized, thoroughly traumatized during COVID-19. And so everything has changed. The establishment political party and system, they do not want to acknowledge this. I have been saying this for quite some time. I believe that this is the truth. And when we come back, we're going to look at today some of the polls, very truly shocking polls that we are seeing coming out about RFK severely penetrating the two-party political system. We're also going to look at some Robert F. Kennedy Jr. videos. I promised you that I would feature him on this program. No one else will in this capacity, especially in conservative media. And so this will be a venue for the outsiders, for the independents. And we will cover this election, this national presidential election, but we are going to cover you know, the outsiders, the people who have the ability or the potential to throw a wrench into the system and turn the board over, turn the game over and toss the pieces. And that's what I'm looking to do, because we just cannot have more of the same. We cannot have more of the same. I went, you know, really wanted to purchase, we're going to go to break in just a minute, really wanted to purchase a very small, modest ranch home in my community, in my neighborhood. I've lived here for 13, 14 years with my family. We've raised our family here in the village. And my mom is getting a little bit older, and I really just wanted to get her close to me in this neighborhood in a small, very modest little ranch. And we have a little bit of money put away that we could do that. And so I've been looking, you know, to purchase this tiny little house, fixer upper, right? The real estate prices are insane. Insane. And I was driving my son to school today, and I was looking at some of the houses and like thinking, oh my gosh, I wish I could get this little tiny ranch house for my mom. And it just like, I just thought to myself, this is unbelievable that, you know, I'm, you know, not a slacker, right? That you, a reasonable, you know, middle-class person can't purchase a very small house, that the dream of home ownership. And then I got to thinking about young people and college grads and my nieces and nephews who are, you know, young marrieds and want to raise families and are having to go into insane amounts of debt just to get into a home. Like, that's crazy. And the fact that neither of the two-party political candidates even care, right, that they just expect you to fund. I mean, that one of them expects we the people to fund his own legal troubles is just – it's just not okay. It's just not okay. And so that's why we're going to feature the outsiders here. We always have. I've always been an outsider of the two-party political system for the majority of my career as a broadcaster. And we're going to continue to do that on the Shannon Joy Show. And I assure you, the things I was saying 8, 9, 10 years ago on my show are the same things that I'm saying today. I don't really change. Everything changes around me, but the principles never, ever, ever change. And I know that so many of you who have been with me since the beginning are the same way. And that's what's unique in media today. And I'm going to continue to give that to you as best I can on the Shannon Joy Show every day. So we're going to go to break very quickly. We'll be back in a moment to continue the show. Keep it tuned right here. Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and/or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. with the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not me, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism, directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story, to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. If you scroll down just a tad on my Rumble channel, you can find the kill shot, the full story, fascinating story, and actually has a lot of connections to a lot of the things that RFK Jr. is saying today about the deep state intelligence agencies and their role in the assassination of his uncle and what he thinks in the assassination of his father as well. Talk about occupying a truth space in 2024 in the United States of America. I have a clip from RFK Jr. on that topic that I'm going to share with you today on the show. Before we get to that, though, I do want to talk to you about one of the sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, Connecta Mobile. Please go to phone123.com/joy right now. That is phone123.com/joy to learn about how you can secure you and your family in terms of your mobile phone and your phone plans. As you know, and we have detailed and documented in an exhaustive way here on the Shannon Joy Show, and I started doing this years ago. I mean, the first deep dive, one of the very first deep dives I've ever done was on Edward Snowden. And this was the revelation that through the Patriot Act, the NSA was established and essentially contracting with private, you know, cell phone providers to spy on every single American through your phones. Now that we have all of the apps and devices and our phones are little mini computers, as far as what we are looking at on, you know, search engines and social media, the data and the information potentially gobbled up by the little spies that are in our pockets is absolutely terrifying. And the folks over at Connecta Mobile want to address that. You can protect your privacy and defend your freedom with unbeatable mobile security. Connecta Mobile delivers complete peace of mind for privacy and protection of your mobile devices information. They have comprehensive security solutions, end-to-end encryption, secure communication, adaptive authentication, mobile device security, user-friendly interfaces, and continual updates and improvements, and all starting at as little as $35 a month with a free phone. So please go to Connecta Mobile, phone123.com/joy, so they know that I sent you. Or if you have questions for them and you want to talk to a real person, a real human being, they have a phone number, 941-246-2156. That's 941-246-2156. 2156. And if you scroll down in the show notes of today's show, you will find a link to their site and also that phone number so that you can learn about their products, learn about the company. We met one of their top executives last Monday on the Shannon Joy Show. He was an amazing wealth of information. And this is an amazing service to the American people. I am so excited that the American people, that there is a market. Back when I was covering Edward Snowden 10 years ago or 8 or 9 years ago, I remember talking to my girlfriends, like my suburban mom girlfriends, and I'd be talking about like privacy and security and the government spying on you. And they would look at me like I had three heads. No one cared. I'm like, you don't care about your privacy? You don't care about your, you know, your personal data? And just no one got it. They couldn't understand at the time how governments and corporations and nefarious actors can use your information against you. And I think we've all begun to see that now. So for me, it is the fact that, and back in the day, 10 years ago, there were no companies that were even talking about this type of stuff, that even used it as a unique selling proposition to sell their product or service. It's like Americans didn't even want it. Well, now Americans do. And I'm really glad that that happened. So connect to mobile phone 123.com/joy. Make sure you use the /joy or else they won't know that I sent you. And that's how this all works with advertisers. They like to know that I sent you. All right. So let's go to the comments real quick and then we'll get to the polls. Bobby Kennedy Jr. Shock polls, multiple shock polls. You guys are not going to believe some of these numbers. And then we're going to hear him in his own words talking about the issues that Americans want to hear about. We have a great and lively discussion on the live chat. I love to see that. I see that Bill Benz is with us. Love it. Speaking of viewers and listeners who have been with the Shannon Joy Show since day one, Bill Benz on the live chat, local here in the Finger Lakes region of New York State, began listening when I was in a tiny, tiny little radio station, AM radio station in a double wide in Avon, New York. That's how we got our start here on the Shannon Joy Show. And he has a comment on the live chat. Maybe Trump can have Bruce Jenner build a portable tiny house because not everyone can get a mezzanine loan from George Soros, right? Fresh Jive, Bill Benz. Yes, you're absolutely right. No one can forget the cozy relationship that Donald Trump had with George Soros in Chicago. That's right. In order to get, I believe it was a Trump Plaza or Trump Tower built in Chicago, he took out a sweetheart loan, very, very connected to George Soros back in the day. I have no idea if he still is, but it is the truth. It did happen. Who else do we have? Slim Jones is with us talking about the shattering of the American dream and how it truly, very truly, the dream of American home ownership is almost completely crushed. Almost completely crushed. As I mentioned, homes within my tiny little neighborhood, my little village here in upstate New York, 1,000, 1,200 square foot ranches, fixer-uppers that would go for $135 or $145 just 5 years ago are now upwards at $300,000 to $350,000. Insane. No one can afford that. And it's indicative of the corruption and the lack of awareness by both political parties who aren't addressing these things. This is why Bobby Kennedy Jr. is getting a foothold. Okay. It's not his fault. It's not my fault. It's not his campaign's fault. It is the fault of the two-party political system who have become, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans who have become way too cozy and really do the same thing in both their administrations. I thought it was so interesting to realize that the worst of the worst in terms of pharmaceutical liability shield, right? I did an interview on my Daily Clout collaboration with Naomi Wolf. It's Did She Really Say That on Daily Clout. I want to encourage all of you guys to go to dailyclout.io. I do two collaborations with them per month. I do interviews and then I also do a big round table with Naomi and a couple other of their contributors. And I did another interview with John Leake, who was the co-author of Dr. Peter McCullough's book about Courageous Discourse. Anyway, he was saying that, you know, we were talking about like the two worst pieces of legislation. The first was the, I believe it was the CARES Act, and the second was the PREP Act. or opposite. It was the PREP Act and then the CARES Act. I can't remember. My mind is blanking right now. But anyway, the original truly disastrous legislation was passed by Ronald Reagan, his administration. That was the first extreme liability protection that was passed for pharmaceutical companies. Then it was under the Patriot Act and in response to anthrax during the George W. Bush administration that the second worst limited liability or liability shield legislation was passed for pharmaceutical corporations. And then the third horrible, nasty one was passed, obviously, in 2020 and signed by none other than Donald Trump. So it was three Republican presidents that put in place, whether they knew it or not, or they were tricked into it. I swear we spend so much time defending these guys and twisting ourselves into pretzels, trying to understand why they do the things that they do, when we really just should say you shouldn't do those things and just hold them accountable for the things that they do. But that would mean we live in a common sense space instead of the crazy space that we live in today. But, you know, just think about that, right? And then the Democrats do their dirty work, right, when they get into office and the Republicans protect them. I mean, right now, we are in the midst of a non-budget battle. Mike Johnson completely bending over for Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, funding all of their initiatives. Every penny of the Biden administration budget is being completely funded, no questions asked, right? So they scratch each other's back. I just think that people are beginning to wake up to this, or at least I hope and pray that people are beginning to wake up to this, because the cumulative result of this massive corruption and a fake two-party system is the ripping away of the American dream. We can't buy homes, right? We can't buy homes. And rent is so high because home prices have gone up so drastically, that's pushing up all of the rent prices. So you're still renting. It's not even like renting is a cost-saving apparatus for the American couple. Okay, so this is all terrible. This is all very terrible. We should be angry. You should be angry at this. So these are recent polls, and this is why you are seeing more and more. This is why RFK Jr. is gaining traction. It's why he is getting on the ballot in multiple states. I want to say he's on about a dozen states, maybe a little fewer than a dozen, on the ballot. So the ballot initiative is working, and he's moving very quickly with this. It's why he's raising money. And these are just, here's just a handful, and I have an infographic that I will post on my Twitter handle. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Shannon Joy Radio. At Shannon Joy Radio is the Twitter handle. We're just going to go through these. This is a CNN poll. A choice for president among registered voters in Arizona, 33% for Biden, 33% for Trump, 26% for independent candidate RFK Jr., which is just astounding. Independents don't get these kind of numbers. This is also going to get him on the debate stage. NBC News poll, 34% of Americans see themselves supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in one of their latest polls. New York Times poll suggests or shows that RFK Jr. is leading in six battleground states among young voters, 18 to 29. Biden comes in with 30%, Trump with 29%, RFK at 34%. Hispanic voters, this is from Quinnipiac, in their choice for president, Biden 34, Kennedy 31. Beating Trump by one percentage point in this Quinnipiac poll. Another shock poll. RFK Jr. is leading both Trump and Biden among voters under 45 in six key battleground states. So that's not even young voters. Those are slightly older voters, people who actually show up at polls. That's a Fox News poll. Going independent, here's another poll. 49% of adults declared that they would vote independent or consider voting independent, as opposed to 25% Democrat, 25% Republicans. Here's an MSNBC poll. I know you all hate MSNBC. They're the lefties, but it's, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Here's a hypothetical 2024 general election matchup among battleground state voters. 50% for Joe Biden. Again, it is MSNBC. 13% for Donald Trump, 28% for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., showing that this guy has legs. This campaign has legs. Bill Benz says they will never allow him to be on a debate stage. Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. Many people thought that they wouldn't allow him to be on the ballot. Now he's on the ballot in almost a dozen states. So polls have an impact. Okay, here's a truth about Americans in polls and elections. Americans use polls to decide who they're going to vote for, right? They never want to vote for the loser. So if the polls are showing that this guy is even remotely viable, that is going to have an impact on how people decide to vote and whether they'll decide to support him in the months leading up to the presidential election. And yes, many of these polls are left-leaning. This is what's leading MAGA and Republicans and Trump supporters to attack them and basically say, you know, the new narrative out there is that RFK Jr. is a spoiler. He's going to siphon votes from Donald Trump. And so the left wants him. And that's why the left is giving him the interviews. But he's getting interviews on conservative stations as well. I mean, Tucker Carlson interviewed him just a few months ago. So something's going on here. I'm just saying. You guys can say I'm crazy. I'm just saying something is going on. Gallup poll shows that Kennedy leads Trump, Biden, now in favorability among Americans. Well, that's no shocker. I mean, we have two octogenarians, both from failing administrations with overseeing incredibly corrupt governments. No one likes them anymore. No one likes any of it. Everyone hates all of it. People don't, I mean, none of this is fun or entertaining. I know that Rush came on the scene and made politics entertaining. I think now people are just really concerned. Right? People want to be left alone. None of this is fun or funny. I mean, I don't think that the dopamine rush from the lib, you know, the attack the lib hot take, it has the impact that it used to, especially when we lose and lose and lose. I don't think anyone is feeling good. I mean, all of the conservatives, if I monitor conservative media, they're all talking about the polls. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be another red wave. Like that, they are really telling their audiences that it's basically over. Big, big conservative talkers are acting as if this is a massive, I mean, they don't talk about the money trouble. They don't talk about the legal troubles. They don't talk about RFK and, you know, his penetration of this contest. So, I mean, they're setting up, and I think that it's very fresh in the minds of a lot of Americans who were really convinced about the red wave of 2022. I mean, they believed it, and it was the complete opposite. So as I deliver all these polls to you about RFK, you know, you have the polls and then you have what's really going on behind the scenes. And we've just been jerked around so many times that people just don't really trust anything. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I think ultimately this is a good thing. As you guys know, we want more voices. We want solutions. We want the border freaking closed. We want the government surveillance apparatus and censorship apparatus completely torn apart. We want the deep state, the swamp actually drained, right? We want the dream of home ownership. We want free markets in the United States of America. We want to pursue livelihoods. And we don't want to have to obsess every day about what these decrepit lunatics in Washington, D.C. are going to do to us or how they're going to sell us down the river every election cycle or every budget cycle. What's the next war? What's the next, you know, bioweapon they're going to release on us? I mean, everyone's just always like, I feel like we're all just in a state of like, what's next? You know, like, I feel like I'm this constantly, like looking behind my shoulder, waiting for something terrible to happen, for them to deploy another lockdown scenario, another fake emergency. And I just think people are sick of it. I just think people are sick of it. I don't know if you guys are. I am. So we have, I mean, very, very robust discussion here on the live chat. Monty55, RFK would kill them in the debate. So you are probably right, Bill Benz, that they'll never let him on the debate stage. Well, we've seen them deploy that, right? I mean, Trump was the initial deployer of let's cancel the debate. We can never forget when it finally came down to Trump versus Ted Cruz. He just played the typical game. It's over. It's inevitable. And then you remember Conservative Inc., the conservative media apparatus stepped in and basically canceled the rest of the primary. I don't forget. I was there 2015, October, November, December. when Trump and the conservative media canceled the debate and basically omitted Ted Cruz from the equation. They tend to do that, okay? But I would say that things are just very, very different now. And what I want, I mean, what I think would be good for the nation is a disruption. We need a disruption to what it is that they are doing to us. And then we figure things out, right? Again, all the solutions are going to come from we the people bottom up. And that's going to bring me to Jordan Schachtel's piece. When we come back, we're going to go to break. Then we're going to come back. I'm going to run for you a couple clips of RFK Jr. because they're just good. And I thought that you guys would love them. And so we're going to run a couple clips that will blow your mind from RFK Jr. And then we're going to end with Jordan Schachtel. I really like this piece, and I think that you should all read it, every bit of it. His Substack is fantastic. 4 years to slow the spread. As America goes, so goes the world. Still, the American people remain the bulwark to future global tyranny. We are still in this. We can still win liberty for our children and grandchildren. And we are way further ahead than other Western democracies in some ways here in the United States of America. They are revolting in Europe, okay? Revolting in Europe right now against the New World Order, the Great Reset, the WEF, the World Health Organization, whatever they have on the agenda for us, you know, UN Agenda 21, UN Agenda 2030. I mean, these people are crazy. I mean, they're now whitewashing and trying to rehabilitate cannibalism, okay? I mean, these people are nuts. We are dealing with mad scientist, Dr. Frankenstein types who have somehow figured out how to seize control of a lot of our power centers. And that's the problem right now. And so we need a disruption to that. And I think RFK could do that here electorally in the U.S., but it is the American consumer. It's we the people doing different things, not just in elections and how we vote, but how we buy things, what we consume, how we save, what we're investing in, right? Those are the ways that we are going. It's the great American consumer making conscientious consumer choices. That was something that was coined by Jeffrey Tucker, a good friend of the Shannon Joy Show. So, you know, this is the way that we do this. And I'm right here along with you guys. So let's go to break really quickly. And when we come back, we will look at those videos and then we'll end with Jordan Schachtel's piece. I'm going to try to get you all out of here at 12:15. So if I can do it, maybe 12:20. I'm trying to discipline myself to do a 1 hour show. And I need to do that because I have a new collaboration that is going to be starting soon. I cannot wait to tell you guys about it, but I can't yet. That is going to take up a lot of my time. So I really need to discipline myself to get the show within an hour. You guys know I've been known to go for lots of hours if you let me go, because I can talk. That's one thing I've always been able to do for sure. And so, yeah, let's go to break real quick. We'll be back with some Bobby Kennedy Jr. videos, and then we'll get to the Jordan Schachtel piece. It will inspire you. You guys are going to feel great when you leave this show today. And that's the way I want you to feel. We have franchise. We have agency. We are Americans, okay? We can have nice things. We just have to accept truths, hard truths, and just spit ourselves out from this completely fake, horrific two-party political paradigm. That's the way to go. We're going to attempt to do it. We'll be back in a moment right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Quinn Pittman's goat milk laundry soap is a hit.
Hey, Miss Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Quinn. Thank you.
My sister loves taking music lessons with you.
Oh, I love teaching her music lessons. She's a great student, an absolute joy to work with.
She also said how much you love our laundry soap.
I sure do. I can hardly believe how little amount of soap I have to use. My clothing smells fresh. It's great. And my clothing has never been softer. I also really appreciate that your soap does not use any harsh or harmful chemicals, and I love knowing that my family is a lot healthier now.
That's the difference between detergents that you buy at the store and our soap, which is made with raw goat milk.
Well, what you guys are doing is great. I love it, I appreciate it, and I am a lifelong customer.
Well, that's great. I'll see you at church on Sunday.
Sounds great. See you then.
Get your goat milk laundry soap today at qpgoatsoap.com. QP Goat Soap.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. Welcome back to the Shannon Joy Show. Just taking a look right now at the live chat. You guys are amazing. The best, the most intelligent, the funniest, and the funnest live chat in Rumble, on Rumble, happens on the Shannon Joy Show. You guys are amazing. Oh, Bill Benz is reminding me. Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to Reese first. So Reese, I truly feel like RFK Jr. is going to be a spoiler more for Trump than Biden. I agree. I actually think that RFK Jr. is going to pull from both political parties, from both sides of the political paradigm. But I have to agree with you, Reese. I feel like the energy against mass lockdown, mass vaccination, and the closing of churches and all of the things, the disastrous things that were lockdown 2020, impacted and resonated more with conservatives and Republicans than it did Democrats. But I will tell you, the medical freedom movement is made up of both both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, the natural holistic healing world, I mean, a lot of that was begun by kind of crunchy, tree-hugging, left-leaning liberals who wanted to go full natural. So there's just a lot of crossover there. But I tend to agree with you a little bit. Bill Benz, the unibrow swamp, oh, he's going back to 2015 when Con Inc. went in, swept in, and delivered the nomination to Donald Trump the first time. The second time we saw it happen this past fall, the unibrow swamp kept Kasich in so that big, tough Donald never had to go one-on-one with Cruz in a debate. I remember this. And this time through Trump skipped all the debates. Yeah. So, I mean, he was the original gangster on skipping debates and essentially canceling democracy. I mean, that's debates, asking tough questions of candidates is a core tenet of democracy. And that was pretty much obliterated by Trump for the very first time in U.S. history in a primary cycle in the 2015 primary cycle when he refused to debate Ted Cruz. So if Joe Biden or a Democrat refuses to debate, I don't know how we can, you know, say anything about it. I mean, Republicans were the ones who initiated that phenomenon. So yeah, absolutely. Richards 1770, welcome to the live chat. I'm really glad that you're with us today. And great comment. If Trump really thought he saved lives during COVID, he should jump at the chance to debate RFK. Exactly. He feels very strongly about that, very strongly about his vaccines. And so if that's true, he should be able to debate RFK. That's right. And everyone's talking about RFK and his vice president pick. I'm not even going there. He's announcing who his vice president is on March 26th, and we'll talk about it then, okay? I don't need the hot takes. Everyone scrambles for hot takes, and they all want to get to an issue. And so you see them all over the internet. Everyone wants to be the first to have like the really unique, you know, hot take. And they usually get things wrong because the story has not developed. So I do stone cold takes. That's my new thing I've decided. I'm not doing hot takes because you get things wrong, you make mistakes, then you have to walk it back because all the information didn't come to light. And very often, you know, the deep state will trot out false narratives and fake news and then you get wrapped in it, just not doing it. So I'll sit back and wait. I'll sit back and wait for a couple days after it happens and then I'll give you a stone cold take. Okay, how's that? It's a new thing on the Shannon Joy Show. All right. You guys are awesome. Reese says Trump should have been forced to defend his record, but he knew he couldn't. Yes. And even worse than that, Reese, is the fact that Con Inc., conservative media, and BizarroCon, they're supposed to be doing a service for their listeners and their viewers, telling them the truth and helping them to hold elected officials accountable, as any media platform or any journalist should be doing. If you really believe in the First Amendment and the Constitution, it's a very sacred role that journalists have. And it is not to protect the government or the government apparatchiks or government bureaucracies or political parties. It's to hammer them. They should never feel comfortable coming into a venue like mine. A politician should never, ever feel comfortable coming into a venue to be interviewed. They should feel uncomfortable. They should be worried about the questions that you ask. There should never be preconditions to an interview, which we know happened with people like, tragically, Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson, members of Conservative Inc. I mean, it's not even, when was the last time Sean Hannity asked Trump a hard question? Like a real penetrating hard question. So they're not real journalists. It's not real media. You guys know that when I get politicians in this venue, they never come back. I'll get them in once and they will never come back. That's if they come in at all. The only politicians and candidates I've ever gotten in were Vivek Ramaswamy. He won't come back on. Ron DeSantis will. Ron DeSantis came in. His team was great. I mean, they were no nonsense, all business. And you guys all know, those of you who saw that interview knew that it was not an easy interview. I asked him tough questions about vaccines and lockdowns and all of those things. I was the only one who did it. So yeah, it really is. It's a tragedy. It's actually a double-edged sword, right? The politicians do really nasty things. They lie to us. They deceive us. They go back on their words ad nauseum. And the conservative media, you know, the left-wing media covers for their Democrats. Conservative media covers for their Republicans. They all cover for each other. And that's the really nasty situation that we're in right now. So, you know, it really is tough. All right. DeSantis seemed like he really liked the interview. Do you think so, Reese? I mean, I was afraid. You know it's a good interview. I know if I feel afraid going into the interview, like very uncomfortable, like they're going to hate me. They're never going to come back into this venue. That's how I know I have the right questions lined up when I'm like really nervous. And very often, like, I'll sweat, my heart will start pounding out of my chest as I'm asking the questions because, you know, I know they won't like them, but it's why most will not come. Most will not come into my venue. And I think I'm fair, but I'm going to work on it. All right. Cause we have a presidential election coming up. I am going to be working on RFK Jr. I'm putting out all of the feelers, all of the connections, seeing if I can get him on the Shannon Joy Show. So if you guys have any angles into getting through to his campaign, let me know. But I will be working on that among other candidates. I want to talk to Tom Massey. I'd love to talk to Chip Roy. Love to have Senator Ron Johnson on the show. Haven't had luck with those guys. Rand Paul, I'd like to have on the show and haven't been able to. So I'm going to be working on that as we begin to continue with election coverage. I have a couple people that I'm going to be bringing on as experts on that. We're going to do full election coverage here on the Shannon Joy Show, both at the state, local level, but also at the federal level. So let's get to our videos on with RFK. I know you guys, that's what you guys really want to see. You know, in terms of occupying a truth space, right? What are we talking about today? The reason that RFK Jr. is penetrating. I went through all the polls with you, and these don't look like they're going to stop. He just continues to do better and better in terms of fundraising, ballot access, and polling. So it looks as if he might be a contender. He might be a wrench in the system. And so the reason that I think he's penetrating right now, and we don't know how this is going to play out over the next few months, but it's because he's occupying a truth space. We get the sense, it's a very uneasy feeling for a lot of Americans to acknowledge that things are rigged and that, you know, what went down, you know, the deep state really is there. You get the sense that there is, you know, something behind the scenes at play that we're not in control of. And that's very unsettling to people. And so I want to direct you, this was an astounding exchange between Judge Napolitano and his guest, Professor Jeffrey Sachs, professor over at Columbia, about the reality. One of the things that both the Trump administration and the Biden administration, I think every administration every year says that they'll open up the Kennedy files and they will disclose everything that happened. That promise has been broken. And RFK Jr., one of the areas that he really is penetrating is basically slapping down on the kitchen table what he believes is the truth. And that is, yes, indeed, intelligence agencies, particularly the CIA, were absolutely involved in the assassination of his uncle, JFK. And I can tell you from the deep dive, I read multiple books in my preparation to do the kill shot, the full story. And that was an exploration of the 3 months prior to the assassination of JFK, where I went to New Orleans and took a peek at what Lee Harvey Oswald was doing in the months prior to that assassination. And I think that many, many Americans are very open to this and almost acknowledge that in those years in the 1960s, something very, very bad happened in this country, where intelligence agencies or the deep state or the swamp, which Trump promised to drain and never did, that it does exist. And they are manipulating our elections. They're potentially manipulating the polling and make it so that we don't even know if we can trust elections as we move forward in 2024. How crazy is that, right? Everyone from both sides of the media are telling us this is the most important election of our lifetime, but also telling us out of, you know, the other side of their mouth that we can't trust our elections. That's the bizarre situation that we live in today in the U.S. that we're mired in. But this exchange will astound you. And then we're going to look at RFK on how to dismantle the CIA, the FBI, or what he thinks about dismantling those agencies. Really interesting. But take a look at this.
In my last conversation with President Trump in the White House, he called me a lot. And this is after January 6th, so it's 2 weeks before, or a week before he's leaving office. He wanted to run past me the names of people he was going to pardon and sentences he was going to commute. He wanted my opinion on them. Some of them I knew. I said, how you doing? He said, not too well. And he went off into a tangent about what he thought happened with the election. I said, you know, you made a promise to the public many times, and to me privately, that you haven't kept. What? I'll take care of it right now. I said, you promised you would release the records of the JFK assassination. He said to me, Judge, if they showed you what they showed me, you wouldn't have released it either. And I said, who's they, and what did they show you? And then he said, Judge, someday when we're on the phone, and then he raised his voice, and there aren't 15 people listening to the phone call, back to a normal voice, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this makes it sound even worse. Who are they? Probably somebody in the intelligence community. What did they show him? JFK's brains blown out?
This is it. You know, it was said by one person that after the Kennedy assassination, there has been no president. They have only been factotums of the system since then.
Yeah.
it may well be the most decisive event in modern American history.
That is an astounding statement from Jeffrey Sachs. He is a senior professor at Columbia, that since the assassination of JFK, there have been no independent presidents. They have all been factotians. I've never even heard that word. You guys even heard of a factotian? Is that what he said? Whatever it was, right? But that's astounding. Okay, so that is like the gut punch. That's the gut punch. That is why everyone feels uneasy about everything. Because what he is saying is our presidents have not been elected. They have been selected. The way has been paved for them. The apparatus of the CIA, the deep state intelligence agencies, and the bureaucracies within our federal government have chosen our presidents for us before the elections even start or in the course of these elections. That is mind-blowing to consider. And to have two very senior historians and attorneys, a judge in this case, give oxygen to this in this way shows you that everything is changing in America, that everything is different, that this truth, again, what we're saying here, what I'm saying to you is we cannot have nice things because we will not acknowledge truth. We're not in a truth space. We still want to play the little games of D versus R. We still want to go in and pull our little levers for the guy that we like whose sign is in our front yard, and we'll send him $5 or whatever and pretend that we are not living in a quasi-banana republic that needs to be reformed, where we need to change things. We still can. But that's just unbelievable. And the reason that RFK Jr. is penetrating with the American people is because he is addressing it. He is in that truth space. Here's a conversation that he had with some fellow that I don't know. I feel bad now. I should really reference this. I'll find it and put it in the show notes. But this was, I mean, they stole the election in Chicago, so it wasn't legit. I don't know. I don't know, Bill Benz. I can't go back that far in history. I do know that in the 1960s, you had a spate of brutal assassinations, and that had the impact of terrifying, I think, the political class and the bureaucratic class, right? So people, just Joe Schmoes working in Washington, D.C., were like, oh, crap. I mean, there's someone in power here, clearly not the president, clearly not the attorney general, clearly not the civil rights leaders, right? So, yeah. Oh, gosh. Coolidge, 100%, Bill Benz. He was the last good one. I agree. We need another Calvin Coolidge for sure. But so this is the truth space, at least this space that RFK Jr. is occupying. And here's what he had to say about that topic of the CIA being behind the assassination of what he believes his uncle and potentially his father as well. Here's this discussion.
I'm curious your position on some of the most radical proposals people have this election cycle of dismantling the FBI, CIA, DOJ, aka the deep state. Do you believe there's a deep state? And how would you, as president, deal with this intelligence operation we have?
I have a pretty clear idea about how I would handle the intelligence agencies. And in fact, my father was thinking very deeply about that at the time. My father, who believed his first reaction when his brother was killed was that the CIA had killed him. And in fact, the first three calls he made on that day, and, you know, I was home at the time when John McComb, the CIA was right across the street from my house. And so John McComb, who's the CIA director, you would come to our house and swim every day after work during the spring and summertime. And my father called the CIA desk and talked to a desk officer and said, did your people do this? That was his first call. And so my father was thinking very, very, very carefully about how to handle the CIA. He had been, you know, he had been essentially managing the CIA since he came into office. During the Bay of Pigs invasion, my uncle realized that he had been lied to by Charles Bell and Alan Dulles and Richard Bissell, the heads of the CIA, as well as his joint chiefs. And he came out in the middle of the invasion when it turned against them, and he realized these men were being killed on the beach. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. So he recognized that the function of the intelligence agencies had devolved and that they had become captive of the military industrial complex and the military contractors, and their function was essentially to provide our nation with a constant pipeline of new wars to feed the military industrial complex and the growth of the surveillance state. If the CIA looks, the way that the CIA looks at the war in Iraq is it was a success because we accomplished our mission of deposing Saddam Hussein. But, and you know, the CIA, it was George Tenet who lied to President Bush and said it's a slam dunk. So they got us to go in there at weapons of mass destruction.
So as president, would you rethink it? And then just as a final question, as final follow-up to that, do you believe they murdered or were involved in the murder of your uncle? What have you come to personally?
The CIA, yes, they were definitely involved in the murder and the, you know, and the 6-year cover-up. They're still not releasing the, you know, the papers that legally they have to release. But I don't think there's any doubt if you look at this huge, you know, mountain, monumental mountain of evidence and confessions and, you know, so many people have confessed to their involvement. And these things, these revelations are released incrementally, and so nobody really takes notice of them. But when you put them all together, the story is very clear.
So you would definitely rethink the CIA, the FBI, DOJ, you know, the whole intelligence.
And for whatever reason, it cut off there. I would have really appreciated seeing the end of that. And but that's what the guy pushed out in what RFK Jr. said to that. From what I have heard, RFK has stopped at fully dismantling the entire apparatus, but massive mega reform, which I'm kind of like, why don't you just get rid of it? You know, but these are things that we will learn as he does more interviews, and hopefully he comes in to do an interview with me here on the Shannon Joy Show, which I would really, really love to do. So we're going to continue to try to do that. Here is just another RFK statement on Bill Gates. Again, this is in the theme here is why is RFK Jr. polling so well? Why is he penetrating the two-party system? Why is he raising so much money? And why does it look as if he's going to be on the debate stage because of those polls? Also, why is he doing so well with ballot access? And I am saying today, the thesis of today's show, it's because he is addressing the things that Americans want to be addressed. He's occupying a space that is truthful. And it's the same. This penetrates also what happened to us in 2020 with the lockdowns and the takeover of our bureaucratic systems and our government by multi-gazillionaires like Bill Gates and George Soros and all of the people who hang out over at the World Economic Forum. RFK Jr. has a really good handle on all of this as well. And again, he wrote the definitive books on the origin story of COVID-19, what a fraud and a farce that was, on Anthony Fauci, his role in that, the medical industrial complex, the military industrial complex, how they all come together. And then the role of the philanthropist in all of this to really put the final nail in our coffin. And he addresses that here in this final clip. We'll go to this clip, we'll go to break, and then we'll finish off here in the Shannon Joy Show. But I thought this was a good one.
The lockdowns really destroyed that whole illusion of globalization. But, you know, it was a money-making enterprise for Gates, and the vaccines are the same thing. He gives the money, gets tax deductions for giving the money to the WHO. Mm-hmm. He gains control of the WHO. The WHO pays for finances, the health ministries in virtually every country in Africa. Mm. So he can then say, as a condition of getting that money, this is what WHO does. As a condition to get that money, you have to show that you vaccinated a certain percentage of your population. It's right. A milestone. But the vaccines that they're buying are owned by companies that Gates owns. Oh, it's this system where, you know, at the end, the punchline on almost all of his philanthropic projects are that he ends up making money. Oh, I don't look into his head and speculate about why he thinks the way that he does, but he did the same thing with Microsoft. Microsoft was, it was a monopoly. It's to control every aspect, to vertically integrate and control every aspect of the domain of the landscapes and be able to monetize philanthropy to make yourself richer.
It's the revenge of the nerds. Whatever girl rejected him in high school, it is on you.
It is so true. Revenge of the nerds. Remember what else Bill Gates did with Microsoft. Not only did he take over every aspect and want to control every aspect of software and, you know, these software packages, but he was the guy that was accused of injecting his own software with viruses so that he could sell you at a very, very pretty penny the antivirus software that would then fix your system, right? So when you think about his obsession with vaccines, right, and the rollout of COVID-19 and you know how that moved us right into the vaccine space, like, that is a pretty, pretty sick, sick business model when you think about it, right? But lucrative. If you were disgusting enough and nasty enough and you really despised or even demeaned humanity enough and you saw individual peoples not as, and individual people not as human beings deserving of respect and dignity and deserving of life with God-given, inalienable, natural rights, right? If you just saw them as maybe a herd or a commodity, if that's how you looked at humans, which I think a lot of these guys do, then you really could see how they really just want to use us as resources, squeeze everything they possibly can out of us. And if the business model says deliver the poison so that you can sell them the antidote, well, then that's capitalism, folks, right? I mean, that's a great business model. It's disgusting. It's evil. It's wicked. But, you know, if you don't care about humanity in that way, then I'll tell you what. And unfortunately, I think that we've let, and I think RFK Jr. would share this sentiment, we've let these megalomaniac, control freak, God complex, Dr. Frankenstein freak nerds, as she mentioned, she's right, get control of way too many power centers, not just in the United States of America, but also the world. No one knows who's wagging the dog anymore, right? And he also talks to actually the worst of all systems, right? We don't have a capitalistic system here in the United States of America. These are not free markets. We have the worst of all worlds. We have very corrupt, large, massive, mega global corporations who are completely in bed with and working with and for the federal government, becoming the long arms of the federal government. They're both scratching each other's back. So it's a fusion of government power with corporate largesse. They're on the same team. They're not opposing forces any longer. And that really is, at the end of the day, the definition of fascism. So what we're dealing with right now is global fascism and American fascism. The coming together, again, no more two parties. They're in it together. And this old rift between private industries and enterprise and the government regulating them, that's over. That is so 20th century, so 19th century. Okay, that is not the reality of what we're living in today. So these are areas where RFK Jr. is actually, you know, occupying that truth space. He'll talk about the Federal Reserve. He'll talk about, I mean, all of these things and make a lot of sense. And I really think that that's why he is absolutely capturing the minds of the American people. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish off here. When we come back, we're going to quickly go through Jordan Schachtel's piece. It is going to inspire you guys at the end of this, because truly we are the American people. This is the last bastion. This is not over. COVID-19, the lockdowns, and that fascism, nothing has been fixed. Nothing is better. The American dream continues to be shredded right before our eyes with no solutions from either of the political parties. They're being backed and protected by the media apparatus, social media companies, which we saw, you know, adjudicated at the Supreme Court yesterday. And there is no recourse, but we have to fight back. We literally are at war, and we need to stand up, speak out, use our voices, so that we can win. And we can win. The United States is the last bastion. Jordan Schachtel with an amazing piece. Do not step away from your computer or your screen while we go to break. 4 years to slow the spread. As America goes, so goes the world. Still, the American people remain the bulwark to future global tyranny. We have a role to play here in this country. And I'm going to lay that out for you in the final segment, quick segment of the Shannon Joy Show when we come back. Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Connecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Connecta Mobile. With Connecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages. where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Konecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military-grade technology in the palm of your hands. Because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Konecta Mobile. Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show. Yes, connect a mobile, phone123.com/joy. A lot of you razz me for changing my outfit so quick before my commercial for Konecta Mobile. No, I pre-recorded that. That is like a read for Konecta. I have some people on the live chat. It really bothers them for some reason that that I run that. But yeah, Konecta Mobile, they're amazing. Sponsors of the Shannon Joy Show, Total Phone Security. And they even have actually a phone number if you don't want to, if you want to talk to a real person, which I often do, to be honest. Where is their phone number? I lost it. All right. If you scroll down in the show notes, I lost their phone number. Darn it. If you scroll down in the show notes right underneath, you will find the phone number there and you can talk to a real person, which, as I mentioned, I prefer. So let's go to Jordan Schechtel's piece. You guys are amazing. Live chat. You guys are awesome. Reese, thank you so much for your support. Follow Reese on Twitter. Her handle is @reasonable and I'll tweet that out so you guys can give her a follow. She's been a real support to me and I appreciate everything that you do, girlfriend. Garth Hilton, we the people must assert our sovereign reign over the servants we elect. This is constitutionally achieved through the power of grand juries. I agree with you. Yeah, absolutely. And militias. They were a regular part of American life in the forming of our country. And so I don't disagree with you at all. Yeah. Glendine, if free speech goes, so does everything else. Absolutely. I mean, this Supreme Court case happening yesterday is really, really concerning. And the extent of government censorship and just the absolute suppression of free speech is mind-blowing. So I suggest that everyone pay attention to that. Again, Con Inc. is very busy with their golden calf and their idol worship and the typical, I mean, same election coverage that you've had every year since 2000. And it's very sad, but we'll give you the news here tomorrow on the border, on the budget, on legislation, on fighting from the bottom up at the local level to secure our freedom and fight back against this global tyranny. Daniel Horowitz is with us on the Shannon Joy Show. Do not miss tomorrow's show. We're going to go over everything. And he is the definitive voice. He's basically a male version of me, only a lot smarter, like ridiculously smarter. And so he is regular show prep for the Shannon Joy Show. I've been friends with him for almost 10 years. And he is on fire, absolutely fearless. If you're looking for truth tellers, you need to make his show, the Conservative Review Podcast, a regular part of your daily listening. Also, Tracy Beans, another unbelievable colleague. She is the senior editor over at Uncover DC, and she has been watching this case at the Supreme Court, Missouri v. Biden, that oral arguments were just heard yesterday. She's going to give us the lowdown on all of that as well. We're also going to talk about the election, the candidates. She was very strongly behind DeSantis, and she just is another absolute truth teller. So Horowitz tomorrow, Beans on Thursday, and yeah, it's going to be really great. So let's end with Jordan Schechtel. He is another, I give you guys constantly, you know that I don't want you just coming to me as a source of information. There are some really great sources out there. People need to figure this stuff out for themselves. You need to get good information. Con Inc. is not going to give you good information. BizarroCon is not going to give you good information. There are so many good outlets out there. Brownstone Institute, Epic Times, Zero Hedge, Substackers like Pedro Gonzalez, Sasha Latapova. You guys heard from Catherine Austin Fitz. Solari is her Substack. Some of the most intellectual, brilliant people are on Substack. Dr. William Mackus is amazing. We have great Twitter accounts to follow. Obviously, Daniel Horowitz and Steve Dace are unbelievable. Children's Health Defense, I Can Decide. Highwire, Del Bigtree, you guys know it. Jordan Schachtel is another one. His Substack is just so good. He'll do foreign policy. He'll do domestic policy, but he is completely independent and very unpredictable. And that's what I like about him. But this is a great piece. 4 years to slow the spread. As American goes, so goes the world. And this will inspire you because he's absolutely right. He said, you know, this week marks 4 full years since the world shut down and a dark cloud of tyranny, fascism, quickly enveloped the entire world. 4 years ago, the Trump administration made the fateful decision to initiate the infamous policy guideline titled 15 Days to Slow the Spread. We didn't know it at the time, but that moment would mark the functional end of his presidency. And it was very clear, and he lays out here that he was handicapped. Trump was lied to, manipulated, or in on it. I don't really care how he made that decision, but the entirety of the deep state, the full force of that shadow government apparatus, the intelligence apparatus, really, came in and impacted his decision to shut down. It was a catastrophic mistake, and it ended his presidency. That moment, according to Jordan Schachtel, if you believed that Donald Trump was trying to dismantle the deep state, which I don't, but maybe he does, that nonetheless doesn't matter. That moment marked the end of any organized, powerful resistance to the solutions our central planners had planned for us. And America fell into the pit of madness, which we all know, and have remained in the state of disruption ever since. In his recent book, the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab dedicates, this is Jordan Schachtel on his Substack, Klaus Schwab dedicates lots of space to attacking Americans who wouldn't conform to his agenda, knowing full well that we make up the greatest quantitative bulwark to the technocratic tyranny that the Davos class seeks to impose upon the masses. Unlike anywhere else in the world, there are still tens of millions of Americans who believe deeply in our country's foundational principles. Unlike anywhere else in the world, there were tens of millions of Americans who refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, some 25 to 30% of the entire population of this country. Tens of millions of Americans who refused to lock down, who found each other, who formed the medical freedom movement, which is now the freedom movement. And you're going to see that movement become even stronger. It was only in America that that happened. I'm sorry, I digress from his piece here. We possess the strongest concentration of a coalition for liberty around the world, and there's no close second. For many American families, liberty is our blood, and it has been there for generations. And no amount of academic or institutional brainwashing is going to shake that from our core. But when the COVID chaos consumed America and became endorsed by the anti-establishment White House, it became a multi-year checkmate. Despite some valiant resistance from pockets within our country, it wasn't enough. The globalist authoritarian maniacs had won, but they were only getting started. Though the world continues to shift into a multipolar geopolitical dynamic, it still remains true that Americans are responsible, whether we like it or not, for preserving freedom both at home and abroad. Freedom is not preserved through kinetic warfare or in the Middle East or through trade policy. It is the American people, we the people, from the bottom up, who are responsible for shining that bright beacon of freedom. We set the tone for better or worse. As America goes, so goes the world. And for all of our faults, no freedom-loving man or woman wants to live in a world led by the despots at the World Economic Forum or even the techno-fascist regime that runs China. Yes, the COVID hysteria era caught us off guard, leading to incredible despair that has still not been acknowledged by both political parties and misery across the planet. However, on the bright side, this era has awakened so many sleeping giants. Liberty-loving Americans are now more aware than ever before the threats to the threats of our freedoms. And a more global resistance to tyranny has formed, as we've witnessed through the likes of more and more elected leaders who share our principles. The next time this global ruling class tries to pull these shenanigans, says Jordan Schachtel, and I agree with him, we should hope, not hope, Jordan Schachtel, we know and we will make it happen that enough Americans are ready and able to form both the conceptual and physical resistance to tyranny, creating an opening for an inspiration for the free people of the world to follow suit. And I love that piece by Jordan Schachtel because he's absolutely right. This is not over. We are just in this. We are only halfway through what I do believe will be known as a global war. The historians, when we win, will write this story and we will realize that the beginning of that kinetic war actually started in 2020 with the lockdowns, the military coup d'etat that occurred in this country, tragically under the Trump administration. Right? So history is going to write this book, but it's not over, right? Europe is raging. They are protesting in a good way, but in America, we have our duty as well. And we still have free speech. I'm still able to come to all of you. We're still able to gather in the public square and resist and protest. We're still able to use our own franchise as consumers to reject or accept these corporate elites who are taking over so many aspects of our society. We still have the opportunity to do this. We just need to continue to find one another, embrace the independent media, embrace the medical freedom movement, spit ourselves out of the two-party system, begin to save for our families, get involved locally, whether it's town board or village board or your county legislature. These are all of the areas that we can resist, filing lawsuits, right? Homeschooling our children. There are a million ways for us to resist outside of this corrupted two-party system. And what we believe or are beginning to believe more and more is a completely rigged democracy. We have to rid ourselves of these tyrants. And every day on the show, we're going to work to do that from my own corner of the world, according to my own unique talents and abilities. And I know you guys can do that as well from your own corner of the world, according to your own unique talents and abilities. That's what we're called to do. And let the solutions, let the victories, you know, God will determine when that happens, not us. We just need to be obedient and embrace truth. Okay. And Merle, you're right. I have been saying local for 15 years. I've been saying local, not 15 years. I think it's a little bit over 10 years. But yeah, it took me 2 years to figure everything out and get the lay of the land when I started my show about 12 years ago. And yeah, 2 years in, I'm like, this is we're totally screwed. There are no solutions coming from Washington, D.C. Just not happening. It's completely corrupted. All right. But that doesn't mean we crawl in the fetal position and light our hair on fire and give up. And let me tell you, I see it all the time. There's nothing we can do. Everything is rigged, blah, blah, blah. You know, no. No, you put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants, and you get out there and you do what you can. And that's all you need to do. But if enough of us do that, I swear, if 5 to 10% of Americans actually embraced like our actual Constitution and liberty and actually did things from the bottom up, I mean, the entire nation would change. The country is already changing, okay? And we bring those stories to you. The rejection of Disney, the rejection of Target, the rejection of Bud Light, the consumer choices that people are making, more and more Americans investing in gold and gold-backed products, more and more Americans saving more, Americans exiting the two-party system. I mean, you name it. There are a million examples. The fact that 25% of Americans didn't take the vaccines and now – you know, a growing number of Americans are refusing all vaccines. This is the power of the consumer, of the American people. Okay. So this is the difference maker. And you have total franchise there. There are things that you can do. If you're watching right now, there are things that you can do today to change the trajectory of this country. And one of those things might be to turn off Con Inc. And I'm not saying turn off those big talkers and come and watch my show. I gave you an entire list of phenomenal sources out there. If I'm not your cup of tea, you don't have to watch this show every day. But I'm going to give you resources so that you can spit yourself out of the AM news talk radio prattle that dominates so many of the airwaves, Fox News, and tragically, Con Inc., Conservative Inc., those big voices that I once trusted, that you once trusted, that it's now very clear they're just in on the grift, right? We need to make better choices about what we consume and be ready to toss people off. Right. When it's very obvious that their analysis is not making sense and that they are really connected to, you know, an apparatus that they're not divulging to you, then that's when you want to take them with a grain of salt or go find something different. OK. And I hope you do that with me as well. If you ever think that, I mean, you know, if you don't like the analysis that we give here, then you turn it off. Right. But I feel like so many Republicans and conservatives feel like they have to listen to Hannity and Levin and Glenn Beck and all the AM talk people. And you don't. I mean, there is such great freaking analysis out there. Jesse Kelly is another good one down in Texas. I think he might be with The Blaze. The Blaze, I mean, as much as I criticize Glenn Beck because I think he's totally off the reservation, The Blaze does give platform to Steve Dace, Daniel Horowitz, and Jesse Kelly. So I appreciate that. And so of all of them, they're probably the best in my opinion. But really, guys, there are so many other options out there and you need to find them. You've got to get the truth and you have to get people who are willing to hold these political entities, including Donald Trump, accountable for what they do, or else they're just going to continue to do bad things, right? It's just like your kids. If you don't discipline them, if they do bad things and you don't discipline them and establish consequences for the behavior, then they're just going to continue to do the bad things. So are we surprised that Republicans betray us and do bad things to us all the time? We shouldn't be. We keep reelecting them and we keep allowing conservative media to run cover for them. We have to stop doing it. Okay. All right. You guys are the best. Oh, Data 12. Thank you so much. Shannon Joy, your documentary Kill Shot. Oh, interesting. Convinced me that Lee was a follower like G. Gordon Liddy. Yeah. The president sacrificed for the good of the institution of the CIA, including their spouses. Absolutely. Yeah, you guys are great. Let's see if we have any more comments here. Monty 55, can't stand Clay and Buck anymore. Yeah, they're not great. They're no Rush Limbaugh, I'll tell you that. Yep. Nautical, 95% of people follow. It takes a few brave souls to take the first step. That's right. God is here. He's in control. Aaron DeBro, new to the live chat here on Rumble. Love seeing you. Yeah, we got to preserve independent media. Very important. Please consider supporting the Shannon Joy Show as we tap out for today. An hour and 42 minutes. I am so undisciplined. It's really bad. Anyway, hour 42 minutes. Show is over. We got to go. But as we close up the show, really appreciate all of you guys. So many of you helped to support this independent effort through your contributions at theshannonjoy.com. You can contribute directly to me and this company. I independently produce the Shannon Joy Show and could not do without your support. Again, it is a couple advertisers that we have every month, a few sponsors, and then 100% your donations and contributions. So I know some of you contribute through locals here on Rumble, which is amazing. I do believe that you can subscribe right here on the live chat, and there's even a little money button down there. So if you want to set up a monthly contribution, you can do that right now, right on Rumble. And that helps the show as well. And it's really whatever you think I'm worth. If you think it's worth, you know, the show is worth $1 a month, go ahead and give me $1. I mean, if you think it's $10 a month, that's up to you. But this is how the show stays independent and how when you have all kinds of different types of revenue streams coming in, it makes it so that you're not dependent on one and so that people can't wield power. And that happened to me. That's happened to me multiple times throughout my career. I've been deplatformed. I've had producers try to control my content. And, you know, that's because they were, you know, exercising more influence and contributing more to the show. And so you just want a lot of little revenue streams coming from everywhere. That means that I'm really at the end of the day, beholden to you, right? Not the advertisers, not a production company, not a platform. It's why a platform everywhere. It's why we're on Twitter, we're on Rumble, we're on AM, terrestrial radio, Spreely TV. I build all these little platforms so that when I get thrown off of one, hopefully it won't take the whole show down. And so I've learned this, I mean, the hard way. You know, you guys have heard the story of the first time I was deplatformed, you know, almost, I want to say 6 or 7 years ago. And so, yeah, it's where I'm lean, I'm mean, we're small, we're independent. But as you guys know, the most important thing to me is freedom. I don't know why I'm built this way, but I just love freedom. The only thing I fear is a cage. Liberty is everything. I love the Constitution. When I read it, I mean, the Declaration of Independence, even better. Like, I'm just obsessed with this stuff. So it's who I am. And that's more important to me than power or money or any of those things. That's why I've done it this way. But I couldn't do it without you. So TheShannonJoy.com, TheShannonJoy.com. If you want to go directly to my company and set up contributions, I so appreciate it. Or you can contribute right here on Rumble. Okay, you guys are the best. We're done. Vidana, thank you so much. You're welcome. You have a blessed day as well. And for everyone who watched today, you guys are amazing. Make sure you keep it tuned right here. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a share. Give us a comment. We'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow right here on the Shannon Joy Show to do it again. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.